This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
My mom was one of those people, still is, who puts scriptures and positive thoughts up on the bathroom mirror. Anybody do that? You do that yourself? Some of you do that with a refrigerator. Some of you do that on a car dashboard. Some of you do it on an electronic appliance or electronic device where you put sayings to encourage you. If there's one statement that you could give to yourself, a gift you could give, would be to have verse 7, "My hope is in you, Lord." My hope is in you. And that could really make a difference spiritually and in a lot of ways in your life. Let's look at verse 4. "Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life." If you've ever heard me preach, you know that I'm big into word meanings. I like to look up words in the original Hebrew or the original Greek and to see if there's some, like a stone, a diamond, you turn a stone and you see different facets in the stone and different light beams come out of that because you see a different facet of the stone. I like to do that with words. And so I looked up the word in the Hebrew for the word end, the number of my days, show me my life's end. And I was expecting something really dramatic. And you know what it means? The end. That's all it means. Show me my life's end. Why would you share a message right before Christmas on show me my life's end? Because it could be the greatest thing you could do for yourself is to pray that prayer. To know that we aren't here permanently in life, there is a start date and there is an end date to a thing called your life and my life. And listen carefully, it's not just teenagers who have the attitude that I'm going to live forever. I know 20 and 30 somethings who have that attitude. I know 40 and 50 somethings who have that attitude. And maybe some 60 somethings who have that attitude that I'm going to live forever, and they live as if they're going to live forever. And David has the heart and the honesty to say, "Lord, show me. Oh Lord, my life's end and the number of my days, let me know how transient or how fleeting, how transitory my life is." And then verse 5 says, "You have made my days as a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath." I've got to confess to you that for years, I'm talking decades, I thought that verse, handbreadth, meant that it was the distance between the tip of your thumb and the tip of your little finger. I thought that's a handbreadth. That's not what it means. Every single biblical commentary in the Old Testament says, here's a handbreadth, 4 fingers. So even what I thought was my life that long, it's only this long, 4 fingers wide. What's the point? It's brief. Those of you that turned 40 recently, do you remember going through some thoughts about, man, I can't believe I'm 40 already? Those of you that turned 50, did you go through a phase where you said, 50 years old, I'm, you know, just what Brian Bill talked about. Long hair, longing for hair at 50, perhaps. We all get to a place in life, whether it's 30, 40, 50, 60, we look back and say, where did the years go? And it's funny how the older you get, you look differently at the time frame, don't you? At the time you have left. At the time you have left, that you don't know that every day is a gift, perhaps, from the Lord. Every week is a gift that you haven't received yet. Every year that we talk about, next year we're going to do this, and 5 years from now we're going to do this. The book of James says, you don't even know if you'll live tomorrow. And that's true with you and with me.
Well, we'll continue with this final message in the series called 7 Prayers That Can Change Your Life. This week from Psalm 39 that says, "Lord, my hope is in you." I think it can be one of the greatest prayer moments in your life to acknowledge that, to pray it, and to mean it for you and for me. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.